Hi Lucy, glad to be on holiday. I was wondering if we could do something together sometime during this half-term holiday.
Hi David, I'd love to, but I have promised to take my nephews on a day out. You remember my sister Kate's children, don't you?
Of course I do. How old are they now?
Well, Aaron turned 8 last month, and Tom is almost 10. Do you have any ideas of what I could do with them?
I think that some museums organise special events for children during holidays. Let's have a look at the local newspaper. I'm sure we'll find something.
What a great idea! I must have a copy somewhere. Oh, here it is.
Look there. I told you there would be some interesting things. A double page full of information about what's going on. Choosing among these things will be difficult. Everything looks interesting.
Look at that! Isn't it amazing? There's an exhibition at the Woodhorn Museum which shows scale models of the wonders of the world made with Lego. All children love Lego, don't they? It says here that you can see the world's most famous sites, such as the Great Wall of China or the Pyramids of Egypt, made with their favourite blocks. Can you see how much they charge? Oh, yes, it's here. £4.50 for adults and £3.50 for children between 5 and 16.
Or we could try the portrait gallery. They have an event called Portrait Detective. The children become a detective for the day. They can follow clues and solve a mystery from history. And admission is free.
Yes, interesting. Erin would probably love it, but Tom is not very keen on art.
Okay, let's see what else we have here. At the National Railway Museum, you can spend a day out with Paddington Bear. Have the children seen the movie?
Of course they have. It could be nice, and it's free too. And what's more, you can do some Paddington Bear themed activities.
Won't Tom think he's a little old for that now? He might prefer something more educational, something related to sciences. At the Tregear Garden, you can make your own robot using all sorts of things that normally meant to be thrown away. They might like that.
Yes, why not? How much is it? Do they ask for an additional fee for the workshop?
Yes, they do. The admission fee is £1.50 for children, and they only ask for £2 to participate in the workshop. Don't you think that could be fun, Lucy?
I'm afraid this time it will be Erin who might not be interested in building a robot. It's not that easy to find something that everybody likes.
Yes, you're right. But wait a minute. I think I found something that we will all agree on. I can see here that they have refreshed Butterfly Paradise at the London Zoo. I haven't been there for ages. I'd love to go to the zoo. What do you think? If you'd let me come with you, and your nephews, of course.
That's a brilliant idea, David. Of course, I'd love you to come with me, and the children would be very happy too. A whole day at the zoo would be such a treat.
So, let's have a look. It's open every day and it's £20 for an adult and £15 for children from 3 to 15. Let's see if we can book online.
Is it open every day?
Let me check. It's open every day from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Oh no, hang on. In February it closes earlier. That'll be 5:30, and the last entry is an hour before.
Great. Now, what is the best way to get there?
We could take the tube and exit at Regent's Park.
It's a possibility, but then from there it's a 20-minute walk to reach the entrance. We'll be walking all day inside the zoo. I'm afraid it might be too much for the children.
You're right. Let's see if there's a bus. Yes, we can catch the 247 bus to Ormond Terrace.
I have a better idea. Let's take the water bus. It goes along Regent's Canal between Camden Lock and the zoo.
I think that's a wonderful idea. We'll have a splendid day.